This has obviously come to light in the last year because, you know, a specific example of it happened. But now that this loophole has been exposed, it's no longer a loophole. Now it's a pathway. Now every single person in the state knows about it. Every single person in the state can do it. And we essentially no longer have campaign finance limits in the state of South Dakota because of this. So what this bill is proposing is that we treat loans the exact same way that we treat contributions as far as candidate limits. So that would mean that an individual candidate can accept a loan for $1,000, a statewide could be four, or a PAC could be 10 in a calendar year, but they can't go over that particular amount with one individual.